Hi there, welcome to another episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. Great to have your company again. Just short little weekly podcasts to keep you inspired as you look to work with children and young people in a church context and keep your eyes on Jesus. The question I've got today is about your dreams. What are your hopes for the year ahead? What do you look forward to? What would you love to see happen? And I get the feeling that not many of us actually take time to think about that, to ponder what could this year look like, what could the next 12 months have in store for us, and choosing rather just to keep going, just to keep doing the same old thing, to keep having the groups, to keep having the meetings, to keep doing the assemblies, to keep doing whatever the same old looks like. And by saying that, I'm not trying to say the same old is bad old. There's a lot of good stuff that's going on, and I love what I hear from youth workers and youth leaders about what the Lord is doing through what they're doing in their groups. But the question I've got, and the thing that I've been pondering, is if we keep doing the same old, do we miss out on what God might have in store for us? Because if we just keep doing the same things, we don't really need to think about doing something new. And the more I read scripture, the more I see the God of new, the God of new beginnings, of new starts, of new fruit, of new contacts, of new transformations. And so we only focus on, well, how are we going to get through another week? Or how are we going to get through another session? Maybe we miss what God's got in store for us. And I wonder why we do. And maybe at the heart of it, and this is a little challenge for us, maybe at the heart of it is a feeling that God doesn't really want to give me anything new to do. Maybe you're listening to this or watching this today thinking, actually, that's all right for you to say, Andy, but God doesn't do new things with me. So I just get on doing what I know. And I get that because I've been there so many times. I think back to when I was thinking about starting Thrive 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, who am I to start a charity? What ridiculous nonsense. But it was a seed planted in my head by Tim Hasty Smith, who was the then general director of Scripture Union. When he said to me, I had a meeting with him, a chance meeting. He said, Andy, what would you love to do? And I said, I'd love to spend all my time mentoring youth workers, investing in youth leaders to help them not give up, but to keep doing youth work as long as God's calling them to. And he said, well, Andy, just start a charity and do it. And it was really as simple as that. And the more I thought about it and the more I started to pray, I just felt God, well, not saying don't. Maybe that's the truth, is I felt he didn't say no. And everything in me was like, well, maybe I should give it a go. And I can remember talking to someone who was challenging me about it, because he was an older person and he was basically saying, Andy, you've got three kids and a wife, all depend on you. And at that time, my wife wasn't working either. And he said, how could you start a charity when you've got no income, no promise of income? And it was a really fair question. But my response to him was, well, I think this might be what God wants me to do. And I could be wrong, but I'd rather give it a go and discover, yes, I was wrong, than to never give it a go and never know, could it have been God? Could it have been him? And here we are 10 years on, and I'm starting to go, maybe it was something of God, because only God has managed to keep us going for this long. And the funding and the opportunities and the ministry has grown over the last 10 years because of the things that God has just nudged me and the team to do. And it always is this feeling of, well, it might be God. So let's have a go. What's the worst that can happen? I just look foolish. Or it doesn't come to fruition. And I'm happy to make those mistakes because God's after our heart, and our heart needs to be fixed and focused on him. And therefore, even if God's going, Andy, I never asked you to do that, but I love the fact you're doing it for me, I think he delights in that response. And to reiterate this, I just want to briefly look at the story in Genesis 18, where Abraham and Sarah have been promised descendants as numerous as the stars, and yet nothing's happening. And they get visited by three visitors from the Lord. And basically, they're talking with Abraham. And they're saying to Abraham that you're going to have a child. And they don't believe it. And they say, well, where is your wife, Sarah? They asked Abraham. There in the tent, he said. Then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year. And Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. And of course, we know that that's what happens, and Isaac's born. But Sarah's heart response was, don't be ridiculous. There's no way at my age I'm going to have a child. It's getting my hopes up. And yet the Lord gently challenges, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard? And so I want to encourage us this week to take some time to dream dreams, to take some time to go, Lord, is this it? Or have you got more in store? What would you like to do? If you could do anything and you knew the Lord was going to say yes, and you knew you'd get all the resources you need, what would you do? Is there anything you would do right now that would be different? And I want to gently encourage you to take out that risk, to take that step of faith, to go, well, it may not be God and it will come to nothing, or it may just be God and it will come to everything. Don't live life going, well, I'll never know whether that was a God prompt or not. Do it. And pray this week for your ministry and the youth work that you're involved in, and say, Lord, what do you want us to do differently? Is there anything that we're not doing as well as we could? Is there something new we need to start to enable more young people to come to know you? And is there anything different we need to do that will help the young people we already meet fall more in love with you, to grow closer to you, to be introducing you to their friends? Because we want to see your kingdom grow, and we want to see more young people walking and running and playing with our living Lord. Enjoy it this week. Pray for your ministry, pray for your young people, and go for it.